Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dogs drink in a very distinctive way. They lap up water and, more often than not in the process, they make a huge mess. But until now, the exact way that they did this has been a mystery. Thankfully, scientists at Virginia Tech wouldn't let sleeping dogs lie, and they've worked out the physics behind how dogs get a drink. Georgia Mills caught up with lead researcher Sunny Jung, who explained how they did it.
So we videotaped 19 dogs volunteered for this study, and then we find out the three things. First, dogs use a high acceleration motion of the tongue to create the water column. And the second, the tongue curls backward to increase the water content area. And the lastly, third thing is dogs bite down at the moment the water column detaches from the tongue.
So dogs aren't actually scooping up water. They're shooting that huge tongue down, curving it backwards and almost slapping the surface. This backwards curve actually increases the surface area that can touch the water. When they bring their tongue back, a column of water is drawn with it due to a force called inertia, and then, at the perfect moment, they snap down, catching it. This method, let's be honest, apart from being pretty messy and disgusting, doesn't look too efficient. But maybe there's something to it. Time for a quick experiment with a couple of other naked scientists, Greya and Felicity.
Oh no, I know exactly what we're going to do. You're going to make us slurp water.
The game is simple. There's an equal amount of water in a cup and in a doggy bowl. The winner is whoever drinks theirs the fastest.
Yeah, I'm really happy because I've just got a normal cup.
Oh, no!
Felicity's got the bowl.
Good luck, Felicity.
Is this serious?
3, 2, 1. Greya's won.
Yeah!
Woo!
I am not going. I'm done.
There's quite a lot of water left in the bowl.
We could be here many hours if I keep going.
Yay, science!
This dog technique is clearly not a good idea for humans. So why have we evolved such a different way of drinking from our beloved pets?
So, yeah, dogs do not drink like humans do. As carnivores, they have a long snout and jaws that open really far, and their cheeks are not sealed to allow them to take in fluid like we do. So they have an incomplete cheek, so they cannot use the suction mechanism, so they lap a water.
So they can't do what we can do very handily and just suck it all in with our cheeks.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to teach dogs to drink like we drink.
Having incomplete cheeks, dogs cannot suck in water like we can. This is also why they're so bad at containing their own drool. But they've got pretty good at using their own method.
Dog's tongue can reach about like a 2 meter per second or well above the 1 meter per second.
That's really fast.
Yes, that's really fast. And that's why they can lap almost like a 3 or 4 times per second.
With this super speedy tongue at their disposal, are dogs actually faster at drinking than humans?
I believe humans will win this competition. Because dogs use a lapping mechanism, which is less efficient than the suction mechanism. However, dogs has another benefit. They can open their mouths very widely, so they can bite you, and then they can harm you very easily. But humans cannot use our mouths to hurt other people.
So the human would win, but then the dog would bite them.
Right, exactly.
Barking up just the right tree, Sunny Jung from Virginia Tech was speaking to Georgia Mills.